Let me invite you to open your Bibles to the book of 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Tonight we will be looking at verses 12 through verse number 15. 2 Peter chapter 1, 12 through 15. It's certainly good to be with God's family tonight as we have another opportunity to open His Word. As we begin to look at God's Word tonight, I'm reminded of something our Lord said long ago in Matthew 4, verse number 4, where He said, "Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." That is why we're here tonight. We're here to study the Word of God, the words that come from God. And we understand as we open the Bible that all Scripture is God-breathed. It comes from God. And as we think about the totality of Scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, we see that God has given us everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness, according to 2 Peter 1, verse number 3. As we look at 2 Peter 1, 12 through 15 tonight, you're going to see that Peter is emphasizing the need to be satisfied and to be content and established in the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures. And we should be thankful that we have the Scriptures and that we can open the Scriptures and that we can be reminded of things that perhaps we already know. You're going to see that is the thoughts of Peter in verses 12 through 15. He's going to remind these Christians of things that they already knew. And many times when we open up the Word of God, we're not going to say anything that is new. We have heard these things. We have studied these things. And these are the things that we need to continue to hear. You see, no matter how long you've been a Christian, what Peter has to say here, what Paul has to say, and the other apostles, these are the things that we need to be reminded of on a continual basis, because the basic truths of the gospel will keep us from being blown off course. Remember, the devil is going to do everything that he can do to blow us off course. And that's the language of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 through 15, as Paul was speaking to the congregation at Ephesus. He was wanting them to grow. He was wanting them to mature spiritually speaking, that they wouldn't be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but that they would grow up in Christ, that they would be established. You see the same language in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, where the writer of Hebrews encourages us to take heed to the things which we have heard, lest we drift away. You see, God wants us to pay attention to the things that we find in His Word, and these are the things that we need to be reminded of, the basic fundamentals of Christianity, the things that Peter is reminding these Christians of. And we should never stop hearing what God wants us to hear. We should never stop being reminded of these things, because these are the things that help us grow. And it's important to have that foundation, spiritually speaking, and the fundamentals of Christianity. Sometimes we refer to this as the ABCs of Christianity, really serve as that foundation. And we'll talk more about that as we work through these verses together tonight. I want to begin tonight by simply reading 12 through 15, and then we'll mention four things about what Peter says in these verses. Beginning at verse 12, Peter says, "Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. The first thing that we see Peter doing in verse number 12 is reminding these Christians of things that they already knew. You're going to see this, in fact, in verse number 12, verse number 13, and also in verse number 15. You're going to see the word remembrance. Peter is reminding them of things that they've already heard, things that they already knew, things that they were already established in. And do you realize, as you think about what Peter is saying, that is something that we see throughout the Scriptures. In fact, I would say that the Scriptures are repetitive. Let me show you what I'm talking about. In Exodus chapter 20, you have the Decalogue. You have the Ten Commandments. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, we see the Ten Commandments are repeated. And they're repeated for a reason. When you turn to the book of the Psalms, many of the Psalms have the same theme. The Psalms go over the same theme over and over again. You think about the prophets. And as the prophets preached, their message was similar. They preached against sin, and they preached against the wicked nations and preparing people for the judgment of God. When we turn to the New Testament, you read the book of Galatians, read the book of Romans. And as you compare those two books, you see how similar those books are. Read the book of Ephesians. Read the book of Colossians. And again, you're going to see the similarity. What Paul says to the brethren in Ephesus, he essentially says to the brethren at Colossae. He reminds the brethren of these things. He teaches the brethren the same things as he would go to the various congregations. We are studying the book of 2 Peter. When you go through the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, read the book of Jude. And you'll see that what Peter and Jude are saying is very similar. And you see this throughout the Scriptures. Paul put it like this in Philippians 3, verse number 1. Brethren, to write the same things to you, to me is not grievous, but for you it is safe. It is good. You see the point that Paul is making? Paul's making the same point that Peter is making here in verses 12 through 15. Paul was going to remind the brethren. And Paul says, listen, it's for your own good. Peter says, listen, as long as I'm here on this earth, I'm going to remind you of things that you know is for your own good. Now, if you're a parent, you can relate to Peter. Because you've done the same thing. How many times have you told your child? How many times do I have to tell you to do this or to do that? We understand the importance of repetition. We see that also in a spiritual sense. You and I as human beings are prone to forget. That's why we study God's Word. That's why we've gathered here tonight to open God's Word, because we understand, again, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And that's why we're here. We are here to listen to God's Holy Word. Even though we've gone through the book of 2 Peter, and I know some of you probably have gone through the book of 2 Peter several times, but it's good for you to go through the book over and over again. This is God's instruction. By the way, as you think about Peter's instruction here, remember, Peter was inspired by God. This wasn't Peter's opinion. Peter was being inspired by God. He was given the very words to speak. And so this is God's message to us. And we can learn so much from what Peter has to say here in verses 12 through number 15. And that is, we need to be reminded of spiritual truths. It doesn't matter how long we've been a Christian. We need to be reminded of spiritual truths that will build us up in the most holy faith, according to Acts chapter 20, verse number 32. And that is the very nature of God's Word. It instructs, it corrects, it builds us up. As long as we are reading it, and as long as we are being reminded of these spiritual truths, even though we may know them, God says it is good for us. And that's why Peter is reminding these Christians of things that they already know. Number two, as we go through these verses, a second thing that stands out here in Peter's instruction is Peter is going to remind them of the basic truths of the Christian life. And I realize that point one and two go hand in hand. What I'm wanting you to see with point number one is that Peter was going to remind Christians of certain things. And as we think about point number two, he is going to remind them of things that they already know. Those things are the basic truths of Christianity. In fact, if you go to verse number 12, you'll see that Peter says, I'm going to remind you of these things. You'll also see in verse number 15, moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always. Again, Peter mentions these things. And we've mentioned this already, but these things relate to what he's already talked about in chapter 1. Peter has talked about our salvation. He's talked about our deliverance. He's talked about the promises of God there in verse number 4. He's talked about the Christian virtues. And remember, if we're diligent in adding the Christian virtues, the Christian graces to our life, they keep us from being barren and they help us bring forth the product of right living. They prepare us for that day when we will be ushered into God's eternal kingdom. Again, Peter reminds us of these things, the fundamentals of Christianity. Again, sometimes we refer to this as the ABCs of Christianity. And these things are so important to the Christian faith. We need to be reminded of how important it is to be growing in knowledge and to practice self-control and to be patient with one another. Even though we're growing in knowledge and even though we are practicing self-control and perhaps we're even demonstrating patience and long-suffering with each other, we still need to be reminded of these things. But I want you to think about it even in a broader picture. Again, as long as we are here on this earth, we need to be reminded of biblical truths. Truths that we already know. Truths that we are well established in. For example, we need to hear lessons continually on the Lord's church. When you look at the religious world, we see that there are thousands of churches. Yet when we turn to God's Word, we see that there's only one church that the Bible speaks of. We need to be reminded of that. That there is only one church. Sometimes people get blown off course because they forget the basic truths concerning the Lord's church. People need to hear basic lessons over and over again on spiritual growth and how to grow spiritually speaking. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 7, that we are to walk by faith. If we're going to walk by faith, we have to feed our faith. And we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10, verse number 17. Basic, but it still needs to be heard. We still need to be reminded of the importance of growing spiritually, developing spiritually speaking, because we never stop growing. And God's formula for spiritual growth doesn't ever change. It's the same. We have to study. We have to evaluate. We have to make application of God's Word. We need to hear lessons. Lessons on how to overcome temptation. And I know since I've been here, we've had lessons on temptation. But we're always going to be tempted. Now, as long as we're on this earth, the devil is going to tempt us. The Bible teaches us who the tempter is. He teaches us how he tempts. The Bible also teaches us about that way of escape. And again, we need to be reminded of that. Every time we're tempted, there is that way of escape. We need to hear lessons on the power of prayer. We've heard lessons on prayer. We know what God's Word says about prayer. But again, if you apply what Peter is saying here in 12 through 15, we need to hear more lessons on prayer. Because we don't want to neglect our prayer life. We want to have a good prayer life. We want to communicate to God so that we'll grow closer to God and He'll draw closer to us. We've been talking quite a bit about worship. We need to hear lessons on worship. New Testament worship. Jesus said that if we're going to worship God, and if we're going to offer up acceptable worship to God, that we must worship God in spirit and in truth. Again, do we understand what that means? To worship God with the right attitude and according to His Word, according to His authority. Basic truths. But you'll be surprised at how many times people struggle with what Jesus said in John 4, 23 and 24. People are always trying to perhaps alter what God says. Alter His plan of worship or His plan of salvation. We need to hear lessons on the plan of salvation. Brother Leonard mentioned God's plan of salvation in his prayer. We need to really think about the plan of salvation. We need to be able to show people the plan of salvation from God's Word. If you sat down with somebody, could you go through the New Testament? Could you show people Christ in the Old Testament? Could you show people what they needed to do to become a Christian? I have that responsibility. You have that responsibility also. And that's why, again, we need to hear these lessons over and over again. We need to get them in our minds. And we need to meditate upon these things because it's the fundamentals of Christianity. These things that Peter is talking about that help us grow spiritually speaking. And so as we look at 12 through 15, we see Peter is going to remind these Christians of things that they already knew. He was going to remind them of these things, the basics of Christianity, the basic truths of the Christian life. But number three, Peter does something else here in these verses, beginning at verse number 13, really verse number 14, is he helps us understand the brevity of life. And knowing and understanding the brevity of life should help us want to serve the Lord all of the days of our life. Listen to what Peter says in verse number 14. Knowing that shortly I must put off this tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Peter is probably referring to the incident there in John chapter 21, 18 through 19. You remember where the Lord tells Peter, "Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep." And then he talks about his death. And Peter, you remember in John 21, is sort of troubled by this, of what he hears from his Lord. But you see a different person here, I believe, in verse number 14. And listen to what he says, knowing that shortly I must put off this tabernacle. Peter has had probably 30 years to think about what his Lord said there in John chapter 21. And when I look at 2 Peter 2 verse 14, I see a man that is not disturbed about death. See a man that's not worried about it. He's not upset. at what he's about to face. And Peter knows that it is near. Nero has intensified his persecution. He knows that he's about to lose his life. It can happen at any time. And Peter's okay with that. I believe what you see there is a picture of Peter's spiritual growth. You read John 21, he was a little worried about what the Lord said about his death, but now he welcomes it. Now he is ready for it. Let me give you a few truths to consider about what Peter says here in verse number 14. Because life is short, live as a pilgrim. And we can live as pilgrims by focusing on the eternal. Think about what Peter has already said. In fact, if you go back to 1 Peter chapter 1, you'll notice how Peter begins the book there in verse number 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia. In verse 17, he would continue on and he would say, "And if you call on the Father who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear." That's how Peter describes life here on this earth. It's a sojourn. In fact, in 1 Peter 2, verse number 11, he describes us as strangers and pilgrims. We understand that this world is not our home. And so how do we live this life here upon this earth? Realizing that it is short, we focus our thoughts on the eternal. And Paul talks about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16 through 18. He talks about the things which are not seen, and we are to focus on the things which are not seen. That is, we're to focus upon the spiritual, because we know that life is short. And Peter teaches us something about this world and everything that is in this world. In 2 Peter chapter 3, it's going to be burned up. Everything that we see in this world one day is going to be burned up. And so because life is short, live as a pilgrim. You focus your attention on things that are above, Colossians 3, verses 1 through 3. You lay up for yourself, you remember, treasure in heaven, Matthew chapter 6. Learn to invest in the spiritual. We need to invest in the spiritual condition of our own soul, the spiritual condition of the church, the spiritual condition of the lost world. Again, focus your thoughts on the eternal. Live as a pilgrim. This world is not our home. Number two, because life is short, cultivate. Learn, like Peter, learn to cultivate a biblical view of death. As Brother Holton mentioned earlier at the beginning of services, I'm not that old and I have a lot to learn. Well, he's right about that. But you know, one of these days, Lord willing, I will become an old person. And I realize, like Peter, one of these days, I will have to pass from this earth. David put it like this, "I'm just a step. There's just a step between me and death." And that's what Peter, that's Peter's view of life. He knew that life was short. But as I said, he's had 30 years to think about this. And I see a man here in verse number 14 that has a biblical view of death. He's not complaining about death. You know why? Like Paul, he understood that death is a separation of body and spirit, James 2, verse 26. He understood that death was departure from this life. But I want you to look at a passage with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. And I want to give you something to think about, because, you know, as we think about death, as we think about that appointment, the writer of Hebrews says is appointed unto man once to die. Consider what Paul says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 8. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8. "For we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." Now I realize that we don't have a lot of scripture that describes what life is like after death. We're thankful for the Scriptures that we have. We can turn to Luke chapter 16 and we read about the story of the rich man and Lazarus. We read about Abraham's bosom, which is also known as paradise. We also see there's a great gulf and there's a place of torment. And this is where the Spirit resides, waiting for the return of Christ, where we will receive our spiritual bodies. The spirit and body will be united. It won't be a physical body, but it will be a spiritual body. But until that time, we see the spirit or the soul. Those words can be used interchangeably. Is basically in a waiting place. But did you notice what Paul said here in verse number 8? We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. You know, when you look at the original language, it carries the idea that Paul would be with the Lord immediately. And it carries the idea that he would be with the Lord immediately in paradise. That's something for us to think about, because people will ask the question, you know, when we die, are we going to be with the Lord, or are we going to be in Abraham's bosom, paradise, waiting to see the Lord? When I read verse number 8, it's something to think about. It appears what Paul is saying, that death is a departure. And at death there is a separation between soul and body. And he knows that when he departs from this earth, he would be with the Lord. That's what the text says. What that actually means, I don't know, but it's certainly a thought to consider. You think about the thief on the cross. Jesus told him, "Today you will be with me," notice where, in paradise. And that's what we see there in Luke chapter 16, with the story of the rich man and Lazarus. But I promise you, if you're in paradise, if your soul is in Abraham's bosom, I promise you that's where you want to be as you wait for the Lord's return. But listen, life is short. James describes it as a vapor that appeareth for only a little while. David said in Psalm 37 verse 25, "I've been young and you know what? Now I'm old." That's how short life is. And as New Testament Christians, we need to have a biblical view of death. We need to view death as a departure to be with the Lord. That's what the Scriptures teach us. It's a departure to be with the Lord. When we go back to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 14, a third truth that Peter reminds us of here in verse number 14 as he talks about the brevity of life is that we must use the rest of our time to serve the Lord. You remember in 1 Peter chapter 4, Peter reminds us that while we were in sin, we wasted valuable time. Now that we are in the Lord, we are going to redeem the time, and we can redeem the time by serving the Lord. And listen to what Peter says in verse number 12. He says, "I will not be negligent." In verse number 13, he says, "I'm going to stir you up." In verse number 15, he says, "I am going to endeavor." Peter realizes that he doesn't have a whole lot of time. There's a sense of urgency. Eternal matters are at stake. And so Peter is saying, with whatever time I have, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to serve the Lord by reminding you and stirring you up and helping you grow as Christians. I love that attitude. As long as we are here on this earth, we need to serve the Lord. That is how we should spend the rest of our time. I don't know how much time I have. I don't know how much time you have. But what I do know is whatever time the Lord will give you, use that time to serve Him. And I promise you, you won't regret it. You won't be disappointed. In fact, the Lord will tell you, "Well done, good and faithful servant." We cannot waste any time. Time is a special commodity. We need to respect time. We need to learn to use it properly, like Peter. And then in verse number 15, a fourth thing that we see, and then the lesson will be yours. Peter was going to make it a point to remind these Christians of essential truths that would guide them long after he was gone. You see, you look at 1st and 2nd Peter. 1st and 2nd Peter were epistles that Peter wrote by inspiration. He left those two epistles as his legacy. And there, what Peter has to say here is still helping Christians grow. It's helping them guide them along the way, long after he departed from this earth. Peter is still affecting people today by what he penned long ago. Now, you and I couldn't leave a legacy like Peter. We're not being guided like Peter, but we can certainly leave the legacy of the seed of the gospel by sowing the seed, by working in the kingdom. We can leave the legacy of good works. We're created in good works in Christ Jesus, Ephesians chapter 2. God wants us to be about His work, abounding in His work. What we should strive for as we go through this life is to live a good life, a faithful life, so that even when we depart from this life, when people think of us, when they think about the life that we lived in Christ Jesus, in our service, they will be drawn to the Lord. But friends, in order to leave that kind of legacy, we have to be serving the Lord here and now. And when we serve the Lord here and now, we can make a difference even when we depart from this life. I hope one of these days, after I depart from this life, people will be able to look back at my life and see the good works, see the faithfulness. And because of that, they can be drawn to the Lord. And the same could be said of you. And that's what Peter is encouraging these Christians to do, to follow in the instruction that he guided them in, that he is reminding them of, so that they too will be faithful, so that they too will go to heaven. You know, I hope, like Peter, we live in such a way that our goal is to make a difference in this life. I hope it's our goal to attract others to the gospel, to the Christian faith. And again, you and I have that privilege to live that kind of life, to show people a sample of Christianity. Give people something to look at. Grow as a Christian. Live as a Christian. And I promise you, you will make a difference in this life. And even when you depart from this life, you will continue to have an impact on others by your good works, by your good deeds. What a privilege it is to live the Christian life, to know what it means to be a Christian and how to live as a Christian. All of that has been revealed for you and me here in the book of 2 Peter. The lesson is yours tonight. If you are subject to the Lord's invitation, we want you to realize that the Lord's invitation is always open. We had a sweet sister this morning that responded to the Lord's invitation, and we are certainly thankful for that. We always want to offer the Lord's invitation, because it may be that your heart has been pricked tonight. It may be that you need the prayers of the saints. We're here for you. We're here to help you. We're here to encourage you. We are here to pray for you. And so tonight, if there's anything that we can do to help you grow spiritually speaking, won't you come right now as we stand and as we sing?